tanulni jöttünk ide, megtapasztalni a mindennapi életeken keresztül azt a nagyon családias légkört, amiben végzitek az odaadó szolgálatotokat.
We came here to learn from you, from your everyday life, how you practice Krishna consciousness through devotional service.
A mindennapi életetek során.
In your everyday lives.
Ez mellett nagyon megtisztelő számunkra, hogy itt beszélhetünk most nektek a mi munkánk gyümölcseit bemutatva.
Besides this, it's very honorable for us that we can
Magyarországon
speak about our results or the results of our preaching in Hungary.
Meg fogjuk mutatni nektek, hogy merre van Magyarország. Ki tudja, merre van Magyarország?
We will show you where Hungary is. Who knows where Hungary is?
Kicsi, de azért rajta van a térképen.
It's a small country, but it's on the map.
Jó, meg fogjuk mutatni, hogy merre van.
So we will show where you can find us.
És készen állunk? Mielőtt elkezdenénk ezt a kis bemutatót, engedjétek meg, hogy bemutassam a mellettem ülő baktákat.
So before we start this small presentation, please let me introduce these devotees besides me.
Kezdeném itt jobbra mellettem Chaitanya Prabhu.
To my right is Chaitanya Prabhu.
Aki az egyik a legidősebb bakta jelenleg Magyarországon, aki csatlakozott a mozgalmunkhoz.
Who is the oldest devotee who joined the movement in Hungary?
88-ban csatlakozott a Krishna tudatos mozgalomhoz.
He joined the Krishna consciousness movement in 1988.
Akkor mi még kommunista ország voltunk.
Back in that time, Hungary was a communist country.
Ami azt jelenti, hogy minden vallás tiltott volt, legalábbis a Krishna tudat az nagyon.
Which meant that there was no free practice of religion back in that time.
Ő ezért nem is Magyarországon ismerte meg a Krishna tudatot, hanem Ausztriában.
Therefore, he got to know Krishna consciousness not in Hungary, but in Austria, which is next to Hungary.
És a oda járó vásárló turizmus bak embereinek osztotta a magyar nyelvű könyveket.
And he used to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books in Austria for tourists from Hungary.
Majd 92-től a templom prezident.
Then from 1992 he's a temple president.
És a feleségével, akivel 96-ban házasodtak össze.
And with his wife to whom he got married in 1996.
94 óta a jelenlegi prédikáló központban vezeti a prédikálást.
He has been leading preaching in a preaching center.
És mellette még másik három városban Namahatta programokat tartanak.
And besides this, they are doing Namahatta programs, preaching programs in other three cities.
És az utóbbi két évben Romániában is prédikálnak.
And in the past two years, they have been preaching in Romania as well.
Nagyon-nagyon jó előadó, remélem, hogy fogjátok élvezni, amikor ő is mesél.
He's a very good storyteller. I'm sure you will like his telling.
Itt mellettem bal oldalon Vijay Goranga Prabhu.
To my left, Vijay Goranga Prabhu is sitting.
Ő is 92-ben csatlakozott a Krishna tudatos mozgalomhoz.
He also joined the Hare Krishna movement in 1992.
Már a jelenlegi feleségével együtt voltak akkor is.
They were together with his present wife back in that time.
És 2001 óta pedig a budapesti templomnak az elnöke.
And from 2001 he is the temple president of Budapest temple.
A budapesti templom murtiját úgy hívják, hogy Dayanitai Vijay Goranga.
The deities of the Budapest temple are called Dayanitai, Shishi Dayanitai Vijay Goranga.
A templom prezident neve Vijay Goranga.
And the temple president's name is Vijay Goranga.
Ez mellett egy nagyon érdekes prédikálásban is részt vesz a templom prezidenti szolgálata mellett.
So besides his duty as a temple president, he takes part in a very exciting preaching.
Van egy rock zenekara, bakta rock zenekar.
They have a rock band. It's a devotee rock band.
A neve Mantra.
It's called Mantra.
Nagyon sikeres a prédikálás, Magyarországon nagyon-nagyon sokan ismerik ezáltal a Krishna tudatot.
This is a very successful preaching field. Many Hungarian people know Krishna consciousness by this band.
Itt nem tudjuk Indiában mennyien hallgatnak rockot, Európában nagyon sokan.
We don't know how many people listening to rock music in India, but in Europe, many people.
Itt most nem a baktákról beszéltünk.
We are not talking about devotees right now.
Mellette Manoram Prabhu, őt már biztos észrevettétek.
Next to him, Manoram Prabhu is sitting. You must have noticed him.
Nehéz nem észrevenni Indiában, hatalmas termete miatt.
It's hard to not notice him because of his big body.
Ugye mindenki észrevette?
I'm sure everyone has noticed him.
Manoram Prabhu is nagyon fiatalon csatlakozott a mozgalomhoz.
Manoram Prabhu also joined the movement in a very early age, young age.
18 éves volt.
When he was 18 years old.
Oh, sorry, 16.
16. Oh, sorry, 16 years old.
Igen. És utána a budapesti templomba végezte a szolgálatát.
Then he was doing his service in the Budapest temple.
1994-ben az akkor indult Krishna völgy beleköltözött.
Then he moved to Krishna Valley in 1994 when the whole Krishna Valley project started.
Ahol vice presidentként végezte a szolgálatát. Vice presidentként végezte.
Where he was a vice president.
Jelenleg pedig részt vesz a magyar nyelvű Krishna tudatos könyveknek a publikálásában.
Now he's taking part in, he's leading the printing of the Krishna conscious books in Hungary.
Felelős főszerkesztője a Magyar Vissza Istenhez magazinnak is.
He's the main editor of the Hare Krishna Back to Godhead magazine in Hungarian.
És ez mellett ő is egy nagyon érdekes prédikáló munkát végez.
And he's also doing very interesting preaching.
Nagyon nagy érzéke van a médiához és az internetes munkákhoz.
He has a very good sense or feeling to internet communication.
Mi gondolkodtunk rajta, hogy nem biztos, hogy mindenki ismeri azt a szót, hogy blog, vagy internetes napló.
I'm not sure if everyone of you know the word blog.
Hallottatok or... már róla?
Yeah.
Akkor, ő ezt vezeti már hány éve? Három? Több éve.
So this is an internet diary and he has been doing it for the past 3 years.
A naplójának a neve régebben az volt, hogy egy Krishna szerzetes naplója.
And the name of his blog was The Diary of Krishna, Hare Krishna Monk.
Ezt több száz ember olvasta nap mint nap.
So every day hundreds of people used to read or actually tend to read his blog.
Nem bakták.
Devotees and non-devotees as well.
Azt hiszem angol nyelven is van, ugye? Nincs, majd lesz.
It's not in English, but it will be in English as well in the future.
És akkor hamarosan el is kezdhetjük a...
So now we can start the presentation.
Én meg bemutatnám Damodar Prabhut, aki 1991-ben csatlakozott a Krishna tudathoz.
I would like to introduce you Damodar Prabhu, who joined the movement, Hare Krishna movement in 1991.
6 évig szankirtanozott, könyvosztó volt.
He was a book distributor for 6 years.
Nagyon nagyban hozzájárult ő is ahhoz, hogy Krishna völgyben föl tudtuk építeni a templomunkat.
He made a big contribution to the Krishna Valley project.
És aztán 11 évvel ezelőtt, 98-ban a lelki tanítómestere kérte, hogy fogadjon el felelősséget, vállaljon felelősséget a námhata prédikálásban.
And in 1998, his spiritual master asked him to take responsibility for Namahatta preaching.
Ő is egy kis vidéki központot vezet.
He started a small center in the countryside.
Feleségével együtt, aki szintén nagyon-nagyon aktív prédikátor.
With his wife, who is an active preacher as well.
És bemutatom Guruttam Prabhut.
My name is Guruttam Das.
Mivel sokan csak helyi nyelvet beszélünk. Mivel többen csak helyi nyelvet
Because,
beszélünk.
Because we are only speaking local language, Hungarian.
Akkor ő segít bennünket, hogy angolra át tudjuk ültetni.
So I have to translate for them, so you can understand.
Akkor most megmutatjuk először is, hogy hol van Magyarország.
So first of all, we would like to show you where Hungary is.
Az adatokat láthatjátok a kijelzőn.
So you can see the numbers in English on the screen.
Európa közepén egy kis országról van szó.
Hungary is a small country in the middle of Europe.
93,000 négyzetkilométer.
It's 93,000 square kilometers.
Mennyi Bombénak? Mekkora? Maharasztrának az egyharmadáról van szó.
It's one third of the size of Maharashtra.
És 10 millió ember él Magyarországon.
And we have 10 million residents or inhabitants.
Azt hiszem Mumbai-ben 16 millió, ugye?
And
20 millió.
I think that only in Mumbai there are 20 million people.
Tehát elférnénk itt Mumbai szélén valahol.
So we could fit on the one side of Bombay, maybe.
Jó, mehetünk tovább. Manoram Prabhu készített egy összeállítást arról, hogy hogy juthattok el Magyarországra.
So Manoram Prabhu put together a presentation how you can get to Hungary.
Egy kicsit fárasztóbb az utazás, mint ahogy itt látszik.
It's a little more tiring, the journey itself, than you can see it in here.
Itt szintén láthatjátok Magyarországot európai országokkal körülvéve, vagy pontosan hol helyezkedik el, és Magyarországon belül piros betűvel pedig a Krisna völgyet láthatjátok.
So you can see on this map Hungary surrounded by other European countries, and with the red dot there is Krishna Valley within Hungary.
Egy nagyobb csillag alatt fent az ország közepén az Budapest.
In the northern upper middle part there is Budapest, you can see a star.
A székházunk lényegében az egyik legfontosabb városi központ.
This is one of the most important centers in Hungary.
És a kisebb pontokba már innen is úgy nehéz észrevenni, de ott vannak a vidéki központjaink.
Even from here it's difficult to see, but the other dots is representing other centers in Hungary, what we have.
A Magyar Játra 1987-ben indult az útjára aktívan.
The Hungarian Yatra started in 1987.
Ez nekünk már történelem.
This is history for us now.
Chaitanya Prabhu tudna ebből személyesen többet mesélni, hiszen az egyik legidősebb bakta, ahogy meséltünk.
Chaitanya Prabhu could tell you more stories about this personally because he's one of our oldest devotees.
Jelenleg 230 teljes idős misszionárius bakta szolgál Magyarországon.
Right now we have 230 full-time missionary devotees who are doing service full-time.
Ezeknek a baktáknak a fele Krishna völgyben.
Half of these devotees are living at Krishna Valley.
A másik felének a nagy része Budapesten.
The other half, the majority of the other half living at Budapest.
És a kisebb prédikáló központainkban a többi bakta.
And the rest of the devotees are staying at different smaller centers around Hungary.
17 városban tartunk nyilvános programokat.
We are doing open programs in 17 different cities.
És a egyik nagy sikere a magyarországi prédikálásnak jelenleg.
And one of the successes of the Hungarian preaching is
az emberek adó felajánlásának az 1%-a.
Is the 1% of the inhabitants or people's tax.
Tehát adójuknak az 1%-át felajánlják az egyházunknak.
Because in Hungary there's
there's
a government policy that every person can offer 1% of their tax to a religious organization.
És 170 Magyarországon jelenlévő különböző egyház közül.
And out of 170 different religious groups in Hungary.
A Krishna tudat a negyedik helyen áll.
Krishna consciousness is the fourth.
Thank you. 150 ezer tál prasszádamot osztunk ki. Ez nektek nem egy nagy szám. Gondolom ez reggel megtörtént itt.
They distribute 150,000 plates of prasadam, but I'm sure it's not a big number for you every morning. This amount is
nagyon nagy tálakat láttam. És több mint 3 millió könyvét osztottuk is Srila Prabhupádnak ezen az időszak alatt.
And during this period we have given out 3 million books of Srila Prabhupada so far.
Elméletileg az egyharmadának Magyarországnak van könyve, de biztos, hogy minden házban van már egy könyv Srila Prabhupádnak.
In theory, a third of the population in Hungary has an own book, but at least every house has a book.
Játrának a fő murtia, középpontban Sisi Radha Shyama Sundar áll.
The main deities of the Yatra is Sisi Radha Shyama Sundar.
És együttműködésünknek a fő tevékenysége az ő dicsőítésük.
And our cooperation points to satisfy them.
Itt magyarországi vezetőnket, Srila Sivaramswami Maharajot láthatjátok.
You can see our Hungarian leader, Srila Sivaramswami Maharaj.
Ő a magyarországi GBC, és egyben nagyon sokunk lelki tanítómestere is.
He is the GBC in Hungary and also mostly the most devotee's spiritual master.
Mi itt mindannyian az ő tanítványai vagyunk.
We are all his disciples.
Ez lehet, hogy érdekesség képen. Sivaram Maharaj beszél magyarul.
It might be an interesting thing because Sivaramswami Maharaj speaks Hungarian.
Mellette Gaurashakti Prabhut láthatjátok.
Next to him you can see Gaurashakti Prabhu.
Ő a Yatra president.
He's the president of our Yatra.
Most a budapesti templomról fog nekünk beszélni Vijay Goranga Prabhu, fogadjátok szeretettel.
So now Vijay Goranga Prabhu will speak about the Budapest temple. Please welcome him.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Tudtam, hogy tudjátok hangosabban is.
I knew you would be able to say it louder.
Hát ez a szolgálatom, hogy a budapesti templomot vezetem.
It's my service to direct the Budapest temple.
És a bemutatót egy filmmel fogjuk kezdeni.
And we will start our presentation with a short movie.
3 évvel ezelőtt sikerült megnyitni egy új templomot, egy új központot.
3 years ago we were able to open a new center.
Ez a film akkor készült.
This movie was made back in that time.
És hát van benne egy-két részlet, amivel ez az akkori vendégeknek szólt.
And there are a couple parts in the movie that is for guests.
Úgyhogy baktáknak lehet, hogy ez elég egyértelmű lesz.
So for you to devotees it might be just a well known already.
És utána még mutatok képeket, amik azóta változtak, és plusz más tevékenységeinkről.
And after the movie I will show you a couple pictures what have changed since then and also some pictures about our activities.
The Budapest Hare Krishna Temple and Cultural Center found a new home in a 20,000 square foot building at Csillaghegy. It was a long journey. In the 1980s, the Hare Krishna devotees could only hold camouflaged introductory programs at private homes and at cultural centers. The first permanent temple was at the home of a devotee, the second one was in the second district. Later, the congregation purchased a house in Hüvösvörgy, which served as a temple and accommodation of full-time devotees.
The temple operated at this place in Hüvösvörgy for a lengthy period, but its sites had soon become too small for the variety of religious activities performed. In searching for a new location, many buildings were evaluated, but success only came after a long search. One day, then, we received a phone call that Samsung is selling its office building in Lehel Street. The building proved perfect from all aspects.
The designs were prepared in cooperation among the Krishna devotees and professional builders. The actual conversion of the building started in November 2004 and was completed in several phases. The preparation of the ornaments and marble elements required special mastery. Building the altar was a special challenge. The semi-precious stone onyx is very difficult to work, Therefore, the carving of the altar elements and ornaments required great attention and care from the professionals, who used machinery especially manufactured for the purpose. The date of the planned inauguration was nearing rapidly, and the two altars could only be finished in the last moment. After a careful conversion, the three-day inauguration festival was held in mid-March, attended by many Krishna devotees and guests coming from all parts of the country and the globe. On the first day of the festival of the Lords of the Temple, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda moved onto their new altar in a beautiful temple room, and Gaur Purnim was celebrated the following day. On the third day, the program continued with singing, dancing, and lectures given in holy scriptures. Welcome at the main entrance of our temple. My name is Dineshwari Devi Dasi. Let me show our guests around. As before entering a Hindu temple, people are required to take their shoes off, there is a cloakroom where they can leave their shoes. The temple building is a real palace, which is friendly and elegant at the same time. First, we see the spacious and opulent hall. When we enter through the glass doors, we see a fairy tale view. In his Gopal form, Lord Krishna is sitting on top of a rock from which the water of a spring is flowing and welcomes visitors with a broad smile. The receptionist is eagerly waiting to help the visitors. The spacious hall is a pleasant place for eating the snacks offered by the shop or to have a friendly chat. It can also be used at times of cultural festivals. The ornaments of the building and the halls were designed and manufactured by the artists of Krishna Valley. The exotic hand-painted furniture arrived directly from India. The Indian souvenir shop offers a broad selection of books, musical instruments, incense, cosmetics, and apparels. In addition, the paraphernalia necessary for spiritual practice can also be purchased here. If you get hungry, you can savor snacks or sweets at the bar. Opposite the souvenir shop, there are two small rooms with glass walls, suitable for more intimate discussions and smaller meetings. The conference room is furnished with state-of-the-art technology and can house conferences and larger meetings. The heart of the building complex is the temple room, which is also a fascinating sight. Please join me and have a look. On the altar, the lords of the temple are standing. Shrishidhanita and Vijaya Goranga were the most merciful forms of Lord Krishna. Day after day, the most merciful Lord Nityananda and the eternally glorious Lord Goranga appear in different cloths with opulent jewelry and fresh garlands, and thus give bliss to the hearts of the devotees. On the left, Srila Prabhupada, the founding spiritual master of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, is sitting. On either side are the scriptures he translated. The temple room is the main scene of the spiritual practice of devotees. The morning programs are held here, which lend spiritual strength for everyone to perform their daily duties according to their vows. The first ceremony, Mangal Arati, involves singing and starts at 4:30 a.m. After this musical ceremony, mantra meditation is next, with the concentrated repeating of the Maha Mantra.
Part of the morning program is Guru Puja, when we glorify our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and pray for his mercy. This is followed by a lecture on holy scriptures. Hearing the common singing, the meditation and the lectures helps to purify the mind and remember Krishna, God. The library adjacent to the temple room is filled with ancient Vedic scriptures, their purports and other literature. There is also a wide selection of literature in foreign languages. Among those, the main holy scripture of India, the Bhagavad Gita, can be read in 18 different languages. On the library computers, films, audio materials, images and books can also be used in electronic format. Crossing a small corridor, we get into the pujari room, where the preparation of the worshipping of the deities are performed. There is also a small kitchen here, where lunch and dinner is prepared for Sri Sri Gaur Nithai. Preparing, cleaning and installing garlands and worship paraphernalia also take place here. There's an adjacent storage and refrigerating room specifically for this purpose. The many cabinets contain the wardrobe of Gaur Nithai. From here, one can enter the altar, but this is reserved for initiated priests only, and even they are only allowed after a full shower and in clean clothes. One wing of the upper floor houses the male devotees and the other is reserved for the ladies. The men's quarters, the Prabhu Ashram, consists of 6 rooms, 2 guest rooms, washing and drying room, as well as a bathroom. The rooms have 2 or 4 beds and are in simple monastic style. The 2 wings are connected by the peculiarly shaped Prabhupada bridge. On top of the tower is the office and the living quarters of Srila Sivarama Maharaj, our movement's chief spiritual leader. The specialty of this part of the building is that all walls are covered by glass and mirrors. The ladies' quarters, the Mataji Ashram, has a long corridor leading to the bathroom, washing room, a sitting room, 8 separate 2-bedrooms, a guest room and a drying room. The sewing room is where the beautiful day and night garments of Sri Sri Gaur Nithai are being made. The Tulasi house is behind glass walls. This is a place where the holy plant Tulasi Devi is grown, nurtured, and worshipped. Her leaves are indispensable for the offering of the fine preparations made for Krishna, and necklaces are made of her branches. On the ground floor of this building, we find a cloakroom and a small book storage room, which help the service of the book distributing devotees. Further on, we find a cash office behind a small window. The corridor leads to various offices and meeting rooms. Coordination of temple activities requires careful organization and management. These administrative management and communication functions are performed by the busy monks who work here. On the level below is a kitchen, which is certified by the health authorities and quality control organizations. The breakfast and dinner of devotees and guests are prepared here by our excellent cooks. The food distributed daily by the Food for Life Foundation is also prepared here, as well as the fine cakes, pastries and salty snacks made by the bakery department. Returning to the office level, we can also find the prasadam room or refectory, the popularity of which is vying with the temple room. Here we sit on pillows in long rows to eat the preparations offered to the Lord, that is, spiritual food. The storage facilities can be accessed from the yard. Adjacent to the storage, there's a well-equipped sound studio as well, providing facilities for the rehearsals and recordings of the mantra and replica bands. Leaving through the back door, we find ourselves in a large yard, which also serves as parking. The furnishing of the kindergarten area is still in progress. We plan to look after the Krishna devotees' children during festivals, and later we'll operate a preschool for them. Here our presentation ends. Thank you for joining us. We invite you to visit our temple and experience this calm spiritual island in person. Last but not least, we would like to express our thanks to all those who contributed to the establishment of our center with a donation or work. Goodbye and Hare Krishna.
Köszönöm szépen, és bemutatnám még egy pár tevékenységünket, ami nem látszott a filmben.
Thank you very much, and I would like to show you a couple of our activities that were not present in the movie.
Próbálunk, ugye nem csak egy épületben maradni, hanem kimenni az emberek közé, ahogy az Úr Csaitanya is szerette volna.
We're trying not to just stay in one building, but we would like to approach people, go to the people, as Lord Chaitanya wanted us to do.
Ez május 1-én van, ez a Harinám.
At the 1st of May we have a big Harinam.
Ez nemzeti ünnep, és több ezer ember összegyűlik, több százezer ember összegyűlik egy helyen Budapesten.
There are hundreds of thousands of people gathering at the same place of Budapest.
És mi oda megyünk.
And we go there to do Harinam.
Ezek szintén Harinam képek.
These are also pictures of Harinam.
Ez a Budapest belvárosának a legközpontja.
This is the most prominent point or center in Budapest.
Ott a bal alsó sarokban látható Srila Sivaram Maharaj.
And the left corner, down corner, you can see Srila Sivaram Swami Maharaj.
És a jobb alsó sarokban pedig.
And in the right corner.
Chandragupta Prabhu.
It's Chandragupta Prabhu.
Ő most Budapesten a legjobb könyvosztóbak.
He is the best the book distributor right now in Budapest.
Hogyha látjátok, milyen alázatos a tekintete.
You can see how humble his look is.
Ez a sikerének a titka.
This is the this is of his success.
És akkor itt még láthattok pár képet más harinámokról.
So here you can see other pictures about harinams.
Ez pedig ott egy van egy sziget Budapesten, ahol egy hatalmas nagy rock fesztivált tartanak.
There's also a big island in Budapest where there's a music festival held every year.
Körülbelül 300,000 ember látogatja meg.
About 300,000 people gathering every year at this island.
Szóval oda is oda megyünk egy harinámmal.
So there we also go with the harinám.
Minden évben júliusban megtartjuk a Rathayatra felvonulást.
In July we every year we have Rathayatra.
Ezekről láthattok képet.
Here you can see pictures about our Rath Yatra.
Gyakorlatilag keresztül megyünk egész Budapesten.
Basically we go through whole Budapest.
Ahogy látható, minden korosztályból részt vesznek benne.
As you can see, every age of people are taking part in the festival.
És hogy a bal alsó sarokban lehet látni, ott szintén ott a belváros legszívében állunk meg.
And in the left down corner you can see that it's really at the heart of Budapest.
Ahol mindenki, ahol éppen nyúlnak, ott a Jagannath Mahaprasadamot akarnak kapni.
When they are reaching up, the people are want to get some Mahaprasadam from Lord Jagannath.
Shishi Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki
Jai.
Még a látható egy pár kép.
So you can see other pictures.
ott a jobb alsó sorokban láthatjátok Srila Sivaram Sai Maharajot.
In the down corner you can see Sivaram Sai Maharaj.
És mellette Kamsari Prabhutot harmonikával.
And next to him he's Kamsari Prabhu.
Aki szintén itt van.
Who is also present here.
És ő fogja tartani a kirtant.
And he will do kirtan for you.
Van egy Govinda éttermünk is.
We have a Govinda's restaurant.
És itt láthatok egy pár képet a prasádamról, illetve a helységről.
So you can see a couple pictures of the prasadam served and the building itself.
Hát körülbelül naponta 200-300 vendéget fogad.
About 200 to 300 people are eating there every day.
Szintén a belváros közepén.
It's also in downtown Budapest.
Ugyanebben a helyben, csak a másik felében van egy helyünk, az Atma Center.
At the same place where our restaurant is, there's another center called Atma Center.
Ahol egy nagyon szép shopban megkapható minden, ami így érdekli az embert.
Where every thing that is interested for anyone who would like to practice spiritual life can be bought.
És egy belső részében pedig egy prédikáló szoba található.
And in the inner part of the Atma Center there's a preaching room.
Itt láthatok több képet még.
See, here you can see more pictures of the shop.
Magyarországon a Krishna tudatnak egyik fő oka, hogy szeretik az emberek.
One reason why in Hungary people like Krishna consciousness.
Hogy nagyon erős a Food for Life tevékenysége.
So they like us because our Food for Life activity is very strong.
Itt láthatok képeket róla.
So you can see pictures about our Food for Life activities.
Látok olyan képeket ott bal oldalt, amik ilyen rock fesztiválokon történik.
To the left side there are food distribution at rock festivals.
Itt főleg fiatalok.
Mostly for younger people.
Ott a jobb alsó sarokban a legkisebb generáció.
And in the right down corner is for the youngest generation.
Illetve a jobb felső sarokban pedig az, ahol minden nap nyilvánosan osztunk ételt.
And on the upper corner on the right you can see our daily food distribution.
Sokan gondolják, hogy Európában nincs szükség rá.
There might be people thinking that food distribution is not needed in Europe.
De ahogy látjátok, van.
But as you can see, there's a need for it.
Szintén a budapesti templomnak az egyik legfőbb tevékenysége a könyvosztás.
One of the main activities of the Budapest Temple is book distribution.
Akit láthattatok az előbbi képen, illetve most bal oldalt, ő Gauramani Prabhu.
In the previous picture and on the left, he is Gauramani Prabhu.
Ő a Sankirtan vezetője a budapesti Sankirtan csapatnak.
He is the Sankirtan leader for the Budapest Sankirtan team.
És jó példával előjárva, ő a legjobb.
And he sets a good example. He's one of our best book distributors.
Itt látjátok, hogy Matajik is végzik a könyvosztó tevékenységet.
You can see that the Matajis are also taking part in our book distribution.
És látjátok, hogy Száriban teszik ezt.
And they are doing these activities in Saris.
És az emberek nagyon szeretnek minket emiatt.
People like us a lot because of this.
És így sokan megismernek minket.
And many people got to know us through this activity.
Hát ez az, amiről itt Damodar Prabhu beszélt korábban.
So this is what Damodar Prabhu talked about before.
Hogy van egy ilyen különleges tevékenység.
We have a special activity.
Hogy rockzenével is prédikálunk.
We are also preaching by playing rock music.
Nyugati országokban, amikor így valami lágyabb dolog, lágyabb dolgot hallanak, ahogy például egy bhajant vagy bármit.
In the western countries, when people hear or listen to a softer music, for instance, to a bhajan,
akkor általában nem érdekli őket és elmennek.
They are sometimes not interested and they just go away.
Szóval valahogy ezt a inger küszöböt át kell ütni.
So we are trying to push through this barrier
és
obstacle.
Egy pár bakta, akinek korábban csináltak ilyet, akik korábban zenéltek.
And for a couple of devotees who used to play music before they became a devotees.
Köztük én is.
Just as myself.
Kipróbáltuk, hogy ez hogy működik.
We tried how a band would work.
És működik.
And it works.
És nagyon sok bakta csatlakozik ilyen módon.
And many devotees are joining through listening to the band's music.
Ezek a zenekarok a magyarul, tehát a normális szövegük is van.
This band is playing Hungarian music, so they have a line, they have their Hungarian script.
És a filozófia fő mondani valói vannak burkolt formában.
And the philosophy are presented, the most important things about our philosophy are presented in these songs.
Itt lehet látni pár képet.
So you can see a couple pictures.
Ott középen a mantra zenekar.
In the middle, it's a mantra band.
Az alsó részen látható a replika zenekar.
In the bottom, you can see replica band.
Ők eredetileg nem voltak egy Krishna tudatos zenekar.
Originally, they were not Krishna conscious band.
De a mantrával együtt voltak turnén.
But they were on tour with the mantra.
És az énekes gitárost azóta avatott bakta lett.
And the singer and the guitar player became a devotee since.
És most Nitai Bhavanadasnak hívják.
And his name is Nitai Bhavanadas.
És a bal felső sarokban van egy közös zenekarunk, amiben így összetalálkozunk.
In the upper corner we have a joint band where we meet together.
Ezt Vishnunak hívják.
It's called Vishnu.
És ez viszont csak maha mantrát játszunk és más szanszkrit imákat.
Where we are only playing the maha mantra and other Sanskrit prayers.
És nagyon keményen.
And in a very hard style.
És hát így most a mantra zenekarnak körülbelül 8 nagy lemezén jelent meg eddig.
And 8 albums of mantra have been introduced to the public since so far.
Egy kis rövid ízelítőt adunk a legutolsó klipünkből, hogy ez milyen zene.
Give a short presentation of our last video clip so you can have an idea what it's about.
Még bemutatnék egy pár dolgot, amik történnek a templomban.
We have other festivities as well.
Itt pont egy esküvő történik.
It's most már a wedding ceremony, you can see.
Ez itt nem egy nagy dolog.
It's not a big thing here for you.
De nálunk az már egy nagy dolog, hogy most már évente körülbelül 6-7 alkalommal Krishna tudatos védikus ceremónia szerint házasodnak össze fiatalok.
But it's very special in Hungary that a couple is getting married through Vedic ceremony 6 or 7 times a year. I mean 6 couples.
Hát, sajnos az is előfordul Európában. Itt egy avatást ad éppen Srila Indrajumna Swami Maharaj.
So you can see an initiation ceremony given by Srila Indrajumna Swami Maharaj.
Itt pedig ugye a jobb felső sarokban éppen egy újszülött babát ajánlanak át Sisidányatáj Vizsály Góranga Lótusz lábához.
And in the upper corner you can see a newborn baby offered to Shishi Dayanitai Goranga, Vijay Goranga's lotus feet.
A bal sarukba pedig, hát épp a fiam Subal.
And in the bottom you can see my son Subal.
Ez az első gabona ceremóniája van.
He is eating his first grains.
És ott jobb oldalt pedig a feleségem Kandarpa Sundari Devidasi.
And on the right she is my wife Kandarpa Sundari Devidasi.
Ugye a gyerekekhez kapcsolódik, hogy az óvoda, ami a filmben még nem volt kész.
So we have kindergarten as well.
Itt láthatók a képek, hogy hogy néz ki.
So you can see the pictures how our kindergarten is look, does look.
És egy kis játszótér is elkészült azóta.
We also have a small playground.
Szintén egy prédikáló tevékenységünk, hogy vannak ilyen bhakti yoga hétvégék.
We also have a preaching with a bhakti yoga weekend.
Ahova teljesen új emberek érkeznek, akik először találkoznak a Krishna tudattal.
Where brand new people arrive who first meet with Krishna consciousness in their life.
És hát ahogy látjátok, beöltöznek száriba.
And as you see, they put saris on and dhotis.
Japáznak.
They chant Mahamantra.
Tanulnak zenélni.
They learn how to play music.
És tanulnak főzni.
They learn how to cook vegetarian food.
És azért még fizetnek is.
And they also paying for it.
Ez pedig az évben egy nagyon... Ezt tavaly kezdtük el ezt a rendezvénysorozatot, ez a Bhakta Sangha.
We started this program of ours. It's called Bhakta Sangha.
Az ország összes... komolyabb baktája összegyűlik.
All the serious devotees from Hungary gather at the same place.
És ott megbeszéljük a működésünket és a terveinket a jövőre.
Where we discuss our future plans and our present activities.
Köszönöm szépen a figyelmeteket.
Thank you very much for your attention.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
A főiskolánk működését.
Now Chaitanya Prabhu will talk about the work done by our college.
Ez a Bhakti Vedanta főiskola, Bhakti Vedanta hittudományi főiskola.
This is called Bhakti Vedanta College.
Ennek az az érdekesség, hogy ez egy államilag elismert főiskola.
It's accredited by the state.
Államilag elismert diplomát ad az itt végzett hallgatóknak.
It gives a diploma accredited by the state for those who are graduates.
Ez az ISKCON-nak az egyetlen ilyen intézménye.
This is the only one institution of ISKCON of this type.
Most én fogok beszélni róla, mert a iskolának az egyik alapítója és az egyik vezetője, Rádanát Prabhu már vissza kellett, hogy utazzon Magyarországra.
I will talk about our college because Radhanath Prabhu, who is one of the founders of our college, he had to go back to Hungary before time.
Az iskolát a 90-es évek közepén kezdték el.
The school was started in the middle of the 90s.
Srila Sivaram Maharaj 93-ban mondta már neki, hogy szükségünk lenne egy igazi főiskolára.
Sivaram Swami Maharaj told Radhanath Prabhu that we would need a real college.
És a 90-es évek második felébe elkezdtünk kurzusokat, előadásokat tartani szervezett formában.
And in the second part of the 90s we started to give courses and presentations about Krishna consciousness in an organized form.
Ezt Európában úgy hívják, hogy szabad egyetem. Ez van ilyen angol szó. Nyitott iskola.
It's an open school, how it's called in Europe.
És 2001-ben indult az első hivatalos osztály.
And the first official class started in 2001.
Akkor még nem volt akkreditált.
Back in that time, the school itself was not accredited yet.
De 2001-től vizsgált egy állami bizottság a tevékenységünket.
But a state committee started to look over our activities from 2001.
Szigorú feltételeknek kell megfelelni.
There were very strict criteria to meet.
A tanároknak rendelkezniük kell PhD diplomával.
The teachers had to have a PhD diploma.
Könyvtára van szükség, több mint 10,000 kötetes könyvtára.
A library was needed of more than 10,000 books.
Ami a témába vágó könyveket tartalmaz.
Which contains the books about this topic.
Megfelelő épület.
They needed a proper institution or house for the building.
Kidolgozott tananyag.
Curriculum was needed.
És 2 éven keresztül vizsgálta a bizottság, az állami bizottság a feltételeknek a meglétét.
And this state committee was inspecting our college for 2 years for these criteria to meet.
2003-ban megkaptuk az engedélyt a főiskola, hivatalossá vált a főiskola.
And in 2003 our college became official, it was accredited.
És azok, akik 2001-ben kezdtek, 2004-ben meg is csinálták a diplomamunkájukat, megszerezték a diplomájukat.
And for those who started to study at our college in 2001, got their diploma in 2004.
Évente körülbelül 70 diák kezdi el az új évet.
Every year about 70 new students start their studies.
Ebben az az érdekes, hogy egy nagy részük nem bakta.
The interesting point is that most of these people are not devotees at all.
Emberek, akiket valahogyan érdekel a keleti filozófia, érdekel a vallás.
They are just people who are somehow interested in philosophy or religion.
A karmi emberek, akik Vaisnava filozófiát, Vaisnava teológiát hallgatnak.
So they are basically karmis who are studying Vedic philosophy.
Egy érdekes együttműködés is kialakult Finnországgal.
There's an interesting cooperation with Finland.
Ez Európának az északi részén van.
Finland is at the northern part of Europe.
És Európában nagyon-nagyon nehéz főiskolát alapítani.
It's very difficult to start a new college in Europe.
De a finn játrával egy olyan együttműködési szerződést kötöttünk.
But with the Finnish Yatra we made a cooperation.
Ami lehetővé teszi, hogy a Bhaktivedanta hittudományi főiskolának legyen egy kihelyezett tagozata Finnországban.
That allows Bhaktivedanta College to have an affiliate in Finland.
És ennek az évnek a szeptemberétől Helsinkiben is indul egy évfolyam.
And from this September there's a new school year starts in Helsinki, the capital of Finland as well.
Még egy érdekesség a főiskolával kapcsolatban.
There's one more interesting thing about our college.
Hogy eddig Vaisnava teológusokat képeztünk csak.
That only Vaisnava theologists were graduating.
És ősztől jóga mesteri kurzust is indítunk.
But from this September we are starting a yoga master course.
Ez Európában egyedülálló.
This is the only this type of course all over Europe.
Budapesti főiskolánk az egyetlen, amelyik diplomát ad ebből a tudományból.
This is our Budapest College, Bhaktivedanta College is the only one who can give a diploma in a yoga master.
Itt képeket láthattatok a főiskolának a.
You can see a couple pictures about the activities,
oktatás,
the library.
Még egy különleges dolog kapcsolódik a főiskolához. Magyarország egy ateista ország, de erős a keresztény befolyás.
There's one more interesting point, that Hungary is mostly an atheistic country, but there's a big religious pressure or religious background from the Christianity side.
És van egy erős ellenzéki lobby, amelyik nem akarja, hogy az ISKCON igazi elismert egyház legyen.
And there's very strong opposition against ISKCON. They don't want us to be recognized by the public.
És egy egyház, egy közösség, amelyik saját főiskolával rendelkezik, az nagyon erősen megszilárdítja a helyzetét az országban.
And the community who has its own college can strengthen its position in a country small like Hungary.
És a magyarországi lobby tevékenységünk segítségével,
and with our lobby activities in Hungary,
nem csak azt sikerült elérnünk, hogy akkreditálták a főiskolánkat,
we not only managed to have our college accredited,
hanem az állam még egy nagyon nagy értékű ingatlannal is megajándékozott bennünket.
But the state also gave us a very valuable building.
Akkor ennyit tudnék a főiskoláról mesélni most röviden.
So that's what I wanted to say about the college.
Megalakult a főiskolán keretén belül egy kutatócsoport.
We also have within our college a Bhaktivedanta Research Center.
Védikus tudományok
for Vedic
kutatócsoportja. És ők pedig a tudományos élet terén végeznek aktív prédikáló munkát.
And they are doing active preaching activities on the field of science.
Az a feladatuk, hogy bemutassák, hogy a Krishna tudat az nem csak hit, nem csak vallás, hanem nagyon-nagyon erős tudományos alapokkal is rendelkezik.
Their goal is to present for everyone that Krishna consciousness is not only a philosophy or not only a belief, but also has very strong scientific explanation and scientific base.
Szeretnénk bebizonyítani, hogy a mi tudományunk nem csak hogy egyenrangú a nyugati ateista tudománnyal, hanem le is győzi.
We would like to prove not only that Vedic science is on the equal level with the Western science, but actually Vedic science overriding Western science.
És most akkor egy pár szót mesélnék a vidéki prédikáló központokról.
Only I would like to say a couple of words about preaching centers, small namahatas around Hungary.
Három ilyen kis központunk van.
We have three small centers in Hungary.
Igen. 8, 10, 15 teljes idős bakta él egy ilyen központban.
About 8 to 15 full-time devotees are living in one of these centers.
Körülbelül 50-100 fős gyülekezet kapcsolódik hozzájuk.
They have a congregation of about 50 to 100 people.
Ezekről azt kell tudni, hogy olyan kis városokban prédikálnak, amit lehet, hogy itt Indiában falunak hívnak.
So these towns or cities are small in India like villages.
100-200 ezer ember él egy városban.
About 100 to 200,000 people are living in one city like this.
De az a város, ahonnan én jövök, ott 50,000 élnek csak.
But where I come from, it's a city of 50,000 people only.
Itt Bombayban lehet, hogy ebben a két utcában laknak 50,000.
I think that in Bombay, or Mumbai, in these two streets, 50,000 people live.
Maybe a little more.
That.
És nem csak a saját városunkban prédikálunk, hanem egy-egy körzetet lefedünk a munkánkkal.
We are not only preaching in one town, but we are preaching in a whole county.
17 városban tartunk prédikáló programokat.
We are doing preaching programs in 17 different cities.
És elkezdtünk más országokba is prédikálni.
And we started to do preaching activity in other countries as well.
Románia, Törökország.
In Romania and in Turkey.
Ezeknek a központoknak a egyik tevékenység, erős tevékenység az a könyvosztás.
These centers are very strong in book distribution.
Nálunk a brahmacháriknak és a gyülekezeti tagoknak is valamilyen módon részt kell venni a könyvosztásban.
In Hungary, all the brahmacharis and the congregational members have to take part somehow in book distribution.
Aztán a másik fontos tevékenységi köre ezeknek a központoknak, hogy működtetünk valami kis éttermet.
And these preaching centers always operate a small kitchen or a restaurant.
Itt a képeken néhány prédikáló programot láttok, amikor
in the pictures you can see a couple preaching programs.
Megpróbáljuk a gyülekezetünket aktivizálni, mozgósítani.
Where we are trying to activate our congregation.
Látjátok, ezek igazából kis szobák, kis helységek.
So you can see these are only small rooms.
Szóval ez nálunk már templomszoba.
This is our temple room actually.
Igen, ez a pécsi templomszoba.
This is the temple room of Page City.
Szóval az éttermek és ezek a kis kifőzdék a másik fő tevékenységi kör a központjainknak.
So these restaurants are the other most important activity of these small centers.
És erre alapul a legalább a prédikálásunknak egy része.
And part of our preaching is based on these restaurants.
Emberek eljönnek, esznek nálunk.
So people come to eat at our restaurant.
Aztán megpróbáljuk lassan-lassan befolyásolni őket, hogy fogadják el a Krisna tudatot.
So then we start preaching to them, so they finally, some of them accept Krishna consciousness.
Megpróbálunk fesztiválokat szervezni a központjainkban.
We're also trying to organize bigger festivals.
Kis garden partit.
Garden parties.
Ahol ugyanúgy a Krishna tudatot szeretnénk bemutatni.
Where we would like to introduce Krishna consciousness
bhajan,
as well.
Kirtan.
With bhajan and kirtan.
Leckék.
With lectures.
Ezeknek az embereknek nagy része először jár Krishna tudatos központban.
Most of these people are at first time in their life in a Krishna conscious center.
Ugyanígy szervezünk városi fesztiválokat.
So we are organizing city programs.
Amikor a programot kivisszük a városba, nagy publikum elé.
Programs to the people in the cities.
A különleges nehézség Magyarországon az, vagy a sajátos nehézség az, hogy Magyarországon az emberek ateisták vagy keresztények.
The special difficulty in preaching in Hungary is that people are either atheistic or Christian.
Szóval nem arról van szó, hogy embereket meg kell erősíteni a kultúrájukba.
So it's not about strengthening people in their own culture.
Hanem valahogy meg kell győzni őket, hogy amiben eddig hittek, azt rakják ki és fogadjanak el valami mást helyette.
But we have to confess people that they should accept something brand new and throw away what they had in the past.
És amellett, hogy Magyarországon nagyon-nagyon népszerű a Krishna tudat.
So besides that Krishna consciousness is very strong in Hungary.
Mindenki hallott rólunk, mindenki ismer minket.
Everyone knows us some way.
Nagyon-nagyon sokan szeretnek bennünket.
Everyone loves us.
De mégis nagyon nehéz rávenni az embereket, hogy fogadják el, hogy váljanak a Krishna tudat gyakorlójává.
But it's still very hard to convince people to start practicing Krishna consciousness.
Ez a program szintén a központban zajlik, mi úgy hívjuk, hogy Bhakti Yoga vacsora.
This is a program called Bhakti Yoga Dinner. It's in one of our centers.
Amikor az embereket vacsorára hívjuk meg,
when we invite people to a dinner,
és akkor mellette tartunk egy kis bemutatót, filozófiai előadást.
Besides this, we give a small presentation about philosophy.
Van még két speciális tevékenység, amit ezekben a központokban végzünk.
We have two special activities what we do in these centers.
Az egyik a pádajátra.
One of them is pádajátra.
10 évben minden évben felkerekedünk.
In the past 10 years.
És egész nyáron járjuk Magyarország városait és falvait.
We are going around all summer in different Hungarian villages and towns.
Ennek a programnak a címe, hogy lépni kell.
The title of the program is you have to
take a step.
Az azt jelenti, hát, hogy gyalog megyünk.
It means that we are going by walk.
De hogy biztatjuk az embereket, hogy tegyenek lelki lépéseket.
That we are encouraging people to take a spiritual step in their lives.
Nálunk az időjárás miatt csak körülbelül 3-4 hónap alkalmas arra, hogy bolyongjunk az országban.
In our country, because of weather, only 3 or 4 months are good to do this kind of preaching.
És 3 hónapon keresztül több mint 800 kilométert járunk.
And in 3 months we go around, we do about 800 kilometers.
És körülbelül évente 80-100 faluban és városban mutatunk be Harinám Sankirtant.
And every year we do Harinám Sankirtan about in 200 to 300 villages and towns.
Ez azt jelenti, hogy naponta 6-8 órát harinámozunk minden nap.
It means that every day we do Harinám for 6 hours.
És mellette könyvet osztunk, újságokat.
And we during the Harinám we do book distribution and we give out BTGs, back to Godhead magazines.
A szállásunkról az önkormányzatok gondoskodnak.
The accommodations are taken care of by the city government.
Soha nem fizetünk a szállásért.
We never pay for sleeping.
Ami mondom, Magyarországon egy kicsit nehezebb, mert ott az, hogy valaki szádú, az nem jelent semmit.
Which is a little more difficult in Hungary than here, because for anyone that he's a sadhu, it doesn't mean anything in Hungary.
De mégis annyira szeretik a Krishna tudatot, hogy nagyon szívesen állnak a rendelkezésünkre.
But still, people like Krishna consciousness, so they offer us this kind of opportunity.
Igen, ott általában ilyen sportcsarnokokban, tornatermekben szállunk meg.
We usually stay in schools, in
Ott a felső sarokban
egy
kis utazó oltár a kosárlabda pályán.
And in the gym we have on the left upper picture you can see a traveling altar.
És lent pedig egy ilyen kis truck látható, egy kis teherautó.
And on the bottom you can see a small truck.
Az a konyhakocsink, az az.
This is our kitchen truck. That's where we cook, Prasadam.
Az emberek mindenhol nagyon kedvesen fogadnak, mindenhol szeretnek bennünket, kijönnek a házakból, integetnek.
People are welcoming könyvet vásárolnak, everywhere they come out from their houses and they smiling and waving at us and they buying magazines.
Itt dolgoznak a könyvosztók.
So the work of our book distributors can be seen.
Vannak olyanok, akik még beállnak a Harinámba táncolni is.
And there are people who joined the Harinam for a while as well.
Persze nem jönnek messze velünk, csak néhány lépést.
Of course they only are taking a few steps with us.
A másik ilyen speciális prédikáló tevékenységünk a rock fesztiválok.
The other special preaching field of us is the rock festivals.
Magyarországon van néhány olyan rock fesztivál, ahol 3-4-5 napra több tízezer fiatal gyűlik össze.
There are a couple festivals of these kinds where 2 to 3 mennyi ember? A couple 10,000 people gather at the same place. 30-50,000 people.
És mi is jelen vagyunk itt bhajannal.
And we are present at these festivals as well with bhajans and kirtans.
Mantra meditációs ösvény.
There's a mantra meditation path.
Prédikáló sátor.
A preaching tent.
Ez egy kirtan.
This is a kirtan.
Hát akik közelülnek, látják, hogy ezek speciális fiatalok.
For those who are sitting close, you can see it's they are very special.
Nem a jóság minőségében élnek.
They are not in the mood of goodness.
És nem is a szenvedélybe.
Not even in passion.
De a kirtant nagyon szeretik.
But they like kirtan.
Együtt táncolnak a baktákkal.
They are singing with the devotees.
Prasadamot nagyon szeretik.
They love prasadam.
A punkok beállnak karatalozni.
The punks were playing kartal.
Több ezer tál prasadamot szoktunk kiosztani.
We give out a few hundred thousand prasadam plates every festival.
Ezeknek a fesztiváloknak az egyik specialitás, hogy a fiatalok itt 3-4 napon keresztül csak alkoholt isznak.
One of the specialties of these festivals is for 3 or 4 days these young people are only drinking alcohol.
Szóval ilyenkor különlegesen életmentő a finom prasadam.
So nice prasadam is like a savior, life saver.
És ezen keresztül a fiatalok körébe még nagyobb a népszerűségünk.
And our popularity amongst these people are increasing.
Itt a képen halava evő verseny van.
There's a halava eating contest on this picture.
És a győztesnek egy újabb adag halavát vagy adunk.
And for the winner we give a new portion of halava.
Ezek pedig személyes beszélgetések.
And these are personal talks with people.
Ez egy éjszakai bhajan.
This is a midnight bhajan.
Mert a másik különlegesség, hogy a fiatalok éjszaka élnek.
Because other interesting thing that these young people are living at the night.
Délbe kelnek föl.
They get up at noon.
Délután 3-ra úgy összeszedik magukat.
By 3 o'clock in the afternoon they get themselves together.
Aztán reggelig buliznak.
And until the morning they just party.
Szóval nekünk kell ehhez is alkalmazkodni.
So we have to adjust ourselves to these lifestyles.
Hát hogyha találkozni akarunk velük.
If you want to meet them.
Úgyhogy ez egy éjszakai bhajan.
So this is a midnight bhajan.
Ez pedig az éjszakai kirtan, rock
zenével. This is the night kirtan with rock music.
Szóval ezek a vidéki tevékenységeink, így próbáljuk Magyarországon terjeszteni a Krishna tudatot.
So these are the activities in the countryside in Hungary, how we trying to give Krishna consciousness to more and more people.
Mert ahogy mondtam, vagy ahogy mondtuk, csak fele annyian élnek itt, mint Bombayben.
Because as I have said, there's only half as many people in Hungary as in this city.
De azok szét vannak szóródva elég nagy területen.
And this small amount of people are also spread on a quite big area.
Köszönöm a figyelmet, és most akkor átadom a szót Manoram Prabhunak.
Thank you very much for your attention, and I give the word to Manoram Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. So now I will speak about Nyavraja Dham. Probably you may have seen, some of you may have seen Radha Krishna Prabhu's presentation. He was here some time ago. So Nyavraja Dham is a missionary Grihastha community in Hungary. And the purpose of this place to establish Varnashram. Srila Prabhupada spoke about a lot, you know, that devotees should emphasize farm communities and they should establish Varnashram projects. Srila Sivaram Maharaj, when he arrived to Hungary and started to preach, in the beginning he started Nyavraja Dham, and slowly during the years it developed as it can be seen nowadays. The first land we bought, it was 1993, and slowly as the time went on, we build everything together, build the community, and build also the places. We finished the temple in 1996. That was the opening ceremony at Janmashtami time. That was the installation of Shri Radha Shyama Sundar. We started to develop agriculture at that time. So the building construction was going on also, and also the agriculture parallelly we established. You can see some pictures here. So where are we now? In the 16 years, we established Nyavraja Dham. Now we have 550 acres of land. 130 devotees living there. Our management structure has 11 divisions, 44 departments, and 53 buildings. So these are big numbers, and there are many activities there. Oops. So you can see some activities here. I cannot speak all of these things, but just speak a few words about some. So there are many things we can do, many services. So when we bought the first land, there was nothing there. You know, it was just plain land, and slowly we built everything there. Devotees built the temple themselves. They made the altars, they made the temple rooms, all the artwork and everything. So now you can see that this is from above, from the bird view, that these are the houses there, and that is the center, the temple inside. And these are how we built the lakes. So there were no lakes and there were nothing there. So the almost every devotee is attracted to Radha Shyam. We will talk about them. No, we call Srila Sivaram Maharaj called them Tribhuvana Sundar, Shri Radha Shyama Sundar. So Shri Radha Shyama Sundar ki. So they always have some special darshan. Probably you may have seen some pictures of them. Always something happens on the altar. Not the usual things, you know, like here they are swinging. Some other times they are sitting on a throne. Sometimes there are many feathers on the altar. So many things happen. So the center of the community and center of the yatra are their worship. Everybody, so Rashi, Shirada, Shama, Sundar are in the center. We have Govardhan Lal, Giriraj. We have Shishi Gornataraj Mahaprabhu and also Shishi Lakshmi Nishimhadev. Special because we got them, Srila Indrajyumna Maharaj brought Shishi Lakshmi Nishimhadev from Oriya, and they were worshipped there, but the worship standard was not really proper, and Maharaj got it as a gift and he brought it to Hungary, and they were worshipped for a couple hundred years. And we were asked that they will come, but we have to offer every day a good feast, because when they were in India, every day they just got some cucumber. So when they come to Hungary, Maharaj said that you should feed them very nicely. So we try to offer them, very nice care. And also, Himara said that we should celebrate a big, big festival, Nishima Chaturdasi. So that is one of the biggest festivals in Hungary, Nishima Chaturdasi, for their pleasure. So as I mentioned, we have many festivals. So you can see, we have a big temple room, not as big as this, but every year we have Govardhan Puja. And Maharaj established that in Govardhan Puja, every devotee who is coming for the festival, they should bring some sweet to Giriraj, you know, as a custom in Vrindavan. So it started slowly, slowly and build up. And everybody has to bring 1 kg of ghee. So that's the entrance, you know, just if they want to come for the festival. And during these years, we built up. And now every year we have 1.5 tons of sweet, 1,500 kg. So you can imagine that almost full of a temple is filled with sweets. Devotees like this festival very much. I don't know why, but but we have about 700 devotees coming, so everybody can take 1, 2, or 3 kg of sweet at home. So they bring some sweet, but they can take a lot. Kirtans are very enlivening in New Vrajadam, so if you have seen some bhajans and kirtans, you could hear in Maharaj website, then there are so many nice kirtans going there. We have some other festivals also. Many of Srila Prabhupada's disciples are coming there. Srila Tamakrishna Maharaj also came to New Vrajadam many years. Every Jamastami spent there last two of his few years. So, very nice festivals we have. Srila Radhanath Maharaj was also there. He was talking about, you know, caring for the devotees. You can see in the left side, we have snow in New Vrajadam. I don't know, who has seen some snow in his life? So not so many devotees. So we have to face it every December and January and February. We have big snow in Hungary. And because Krishna is always playing, we have Giriraj who also wants to play even during the snow. He could not experience it in here in Vrindavan because there is never so snow, but they came there and there is a big festival also for them. No, there are deities, Shishi Radha, Shama Sundar. Another important factor of New Vrajadam are the devotees. We live in very nice houses, very colorful houses. Here you can see. And there is also snow. The colors are not so visible during these years. And it means that we have to heat also and we have to do, you know, this is the kitchen. So the main thing is here that we try to live a self-sufficient life. And we don't use electricity here. We don't have running water there. And we are heating by wood. So trying to go back to the root. And also in the kitchen, every morning we are heating and we are cooking for Shri Radha Shyama Sundar. You can see here there are wells where we are getting the water. And also we are trying to make handicrafts. We are trying to make some goods for ourselves. So it's an important part for the devotees. Planting trees, social life, prasada, that's also important. So the children are also coming to New Vrajadam. Probably this few years will be the national or the children boom. So many child will be born these years. And you can see here that happens. Very important, the social and health care of the devotees. We have a department also for that, where we are looking after and taking care for the children, elders, mothers, lasting diseased. And very important, the holistic health care, Ayurvedic education. So that's going on. You know, everybody takes part in the community service. Even those who have children, they also come and do some services, and they are going in the garden. You can see even the left side, small children also participate, elders also participate. Gurukula, that's an important part. This is our building, you know. Actually, we have just 4 children in Jövrögyödám, but we built a nice place that they can come and study there. And even we have more teacher than children now. So it's very personal. We are looking after, trying to looking after them. And they take part also in the festivals, so they are really engaged and try to fulfill their desire, you know. These places, festivals, they are making, offering so many things. They are also learning, they are doing dramas, so it's very nice. And they seem happy, so... Goshala, that's also an important part of Jövrögyödám's life. We have about 35 cows and oxen, and this is the Goshala where they stay. When people are coming to Jövrögyödám, sometimes they think that this is our temple, but this is just our Goshala. These are the Hungarian gray oxen. They are really big. You know, usually they are 1.5 tons and about the same size as me in height. So sometimes it's very big. We are looking after very much for the cows. There is a big wonder in Jövrögyödám. Shishi Radha Shyamasundar revealed a very big wonder. Usually the cows are giving milk only when they had calves. But we have 3 or 4 cows in Hungary. Which they did not have calves yet, still they are giving milk because they feel the care and love from the devotees, and they are giving milk even they are not supposed to give. We have big festivals. Oxens are helping us to do these festivals. And also the oxens are not just there, and we are not just keeping them, but we are working with them. You know, in Varnashram, it's very important how the oxens are involved if they have to work. So we are using these old-style machines, and we are working with the oxens. The garden or the agriculture. We have a festival that's called the Harvest Festival. There's a short video. You know, usually in Hungary, people are not... Everybody is using machine. Can you help us? Is it possible? So it's not working. Okay. So in these festivals, we are doing everything by hand. And this is one of the biggest festivals for the devotees in Jövrögyödám. So this is where we're harvesting the grains, and we are making, you know, a floor of it, and then finally chapati, and offer it to Shishi Govardhan Lal and Shishi Radhesham. Usually people are not doing also in Hungary in the countryside. I don't know if people do it here in India, maybe in the villages, but everywhere the machines are taking up the work. Everybody participate in this festival. Not everybody is expert with this thing, so sometimes we have to teach the devotees how to do this harvesting thing, but it's a big fun for them. This is how they get the grain out. I saw sometimes in India they do it. They are putting on the road and the cars are going through and they are cleaning that way. We use a more traditional way to do that. And that is ready, then we are cleaning up, cleaning the seeds. And even the children can participate. They are also working there very hard. And So this is the floor. And when we finished, then we are also plowing the earth so it can be prepared for putting the seeds for next year. This is a great fun. Everybody likes this part because it's not so easy as it seems to do this. Anyone tried this one before? Have you done it? Some of them you did. But you know, the devotees are mainly from cities and we do not have experience like this. So we are making the chapatis and the puris. We also use the traditional cooking place. We are offering the first grain or the first chapati and puri to Sri Govardhan Lal. And the prasadam, what is coming out of the altar, it's so tasty, you can imagine. I have eaten so many types of prasadam, but these are the best ones. So we are working here on the field. We are doing work, all types of agricultural work. We are covering most of our needs, vegetable-wise. For the deities, we are offering almost for full year. We also have bees there, and so we have our own honey also, so we don't have to buy it from outside. Sometimes even we can sell it for outsider, for tourists. Tourism is a very important part of New Vrajadam also, where every year we have about 30,000 paying visitors who is coming to see what we are doing. They are not devotees, this is not a pilgrim, they are just coming to see what we are doing. And because if it's a tourism, this is a tourism, so this is not a religion or not a church, they are willing to come to see us, and we can even preach even more boldly if we are saying that we are Hare Krishnas, and we are this is a religion. So they are very eager to listen what we are doing there. We have programs also for them in the temple room. We are giving interviews for different medias. We have temple shop there. They can buy some goods for themselves. We have prasadam also, but they like it very much. We have also some dance cultural program for them. There is also a program where they can try to wear a dhoti. You know, it can make, Radisham can make wonders. So... So they seem happy here. They are dancing also. We are teaching them also how to dance, how to sing. We have a big festival, a three-day festival. We call it a buchu. It's an open day. And during these 3 days, we have about 7,000 visitors every year. And they are coming, and we are giving more cultural program during these days to them. We have a tent, Valóság show. It's a reality show tent. It was very popular in the West. People can see what others are doing inside their homes. And we made a tent where they can experience what a Hare Krishna devotee is doing it at his home. And they can experience, they can wear dhotis, they can chant, they can make some puris. They like it very much. And finally, they offer it on the altar, and they are offering incense to the deities. And they are very happy to do these things. All types of people are visiting New Vrajadam, and there are some wonders of Radhesham. So, and these are the same person, I don't know if you realize. So Radhesham wonders. There is wedding also, it is Radha Krishna Prabhu. know, these are the trains. People can come during these times. They can take prasadam, lots of prasadam. They like it very much. Eco Valley is a new preaching methodology also in Hungary. We are not just talking about as a religion, but we are also trying to prove scientifically about the ecological way of life. You know, here you can see the individual level, the society level, environment level. And this Eco Valley Foundation has many type of work going on, scientific work, education, conferences, and so many other things. And it's a very surprising that people are thinking that we are like an authority in Hungary on this level. So they are not just coming as a tourist, but also coming there as something they can learn from us. We have an agreement with 7 universities that the students can come and they can learn how we do things, and they can write their thesis about this, and they can do, research our thinking. Here are a few fields of activity that we are going on, is going on. It could be another presentation to talk about these things, but these are just the basic information. We have 3 main results: international cooperation. Indian and Hungarian agriculture ministries come together and they visited what we are doing. And also there's this research going on. We had conferences held in and where 7 universities send their students and they visited us. These are the things going on. We have many contacts through this preaching. You know, there are many persons who are coming. There are many professors who are seeing what we are doing there, and many institutions who are combining these efforts together. For instance, this is the Indian ambassador and the agricultural delegation from India who came to visit us to New Vrajadam. We have some nice pictures also. New Vrajadam is very beautiful. We have many nice botanic garden there, many nice flowers, bushes, animals, all types of animals are there. When we arrived, there was no any animal in New Vrajadam, but during the time, as we are there and Radhesham revealed something, then they are coming and they are participating also in the community life. Holy places, that's very important, very nice thing. It's a new thing in New Vrajadam. Srila Sivaram Maharaj started to write a book about the glories of New Vrajadam. And in this book, he describes how Vrindavan manifests in New Vrajadam. And as he really went too deep into this subject, then he revealed 700 holy places in New Vrajadam. And we can see how the holy places of Vrindavan manifests in Hungary, in New Vrajadam. And there are on 15 of these main ones, we installed pavilions. And you can see here, they look really nice. And these are the holy places that we have. You know, Jamastan, Mathura, Nandagram, and all other main holy places. This is how we build them. And this is when they are there. It means that every year now we have parikramas. So we don't have to come to India because, you know, we have lots of devotees there, 1,000 devotees. Not everybody can come for the yatras like you have here. So we, by the mercy of Sri Sri Radha Shyama Sundar, we don't have to travel so much. We can go there and participate in these festivals. Devotees like it a lot. Some plans for the future, just for the last places. We have to build many houses. There are many devotees. We need more houses now. And also when we are building house, we have this ecological point of view, and we are building that it would be the best for that purpose. You know, we don't have to heat that much the houses, and you can see that. We are also planning to build an eco portal. This is a research and educational center. So people can come, and professors can come, and students can come, and they can see what we are doing, and they can do their research there. So we have our plans, so we just need to get some funds, and we will do it later, hopefully Radishan will help to arrange those things. And also we are planning an Ayurvedic clinic because in the Western countries, people are getting more and more interested in Ayurvedic healing. And so it's it's getting to be very popular now. So we are trying to build this Ayurvedic center there so people can come and see what we are doing. Also our sewage system, it's also a very natural way of sewage handling. And we are building it right now, and it will be ready by the time I think we will be at home. Some temple reconstruction, because we built the temple in 96. We want to make it a little bigger, so we have more space for the devotees. So this is about New Braja Dam, so we can talk and talk about these glories. There is one thing I wanted to speak about now. These are Srila Sivaram Maharaj books. I don't know. Any one of you have read his books, Sivaram Maharaj books? A few of them you read. So he's a writer also. He's doing so many things. He's expert in doing bhajans, kirtans, lecturing, managing, building farm communities, preaching, everything. And he started to write maybe 10 years ago or some, I don't know how many years ago he started to write books. And there are all types of books. He's writing philosophical books also, and he's writing Krishna Leelas also. And in these books, he's combining all the philosophy and all the pastimes that the disciplic succession left to us, and also in a way that everybody of us can read. Because, you know, there are many pastimes which are very intimate, and if we just read them, we would not understand. But in his books, he combined all these things together. Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani is one of his last work. That's very important of his work. And that's also speaking about devotional service. You know, devotional service is a very big science. We can read about in many places, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Prabhupada is writing so many places. But in Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, he summarizes this devotional service, this process, very scientifically, going through all the details, how we can advance in our spiritual life, step by step, what are the steps, what are the process, what we should do, what type of things we should be aware of. So in his books, he's writing about that topic. If we check how many hours he spent writing and editing and everything else, that was about 10,000 hours of writing and editing. So you can imagine it's a very big work. He spent many years writing his book. And so he asked me before we came here just to bring some copies here with us. And he wants us to distribute it amongst you. So we have a table outside. So if you are interested, then you also can get a copy of yourself. So if you want to boost your spiritual life, this is the book you have to read, and it will help you. Okay, so thank you very much that you were very patient and listened to our presentations. And please give us your blessings that you visit our yatra and see what we are doing there personally.
Mivel három nap múlva elutazunk már.
Because we are leaving in 3 days.
És a következő hétvégén már nem élvezhetjük a társaságotokat.
And we will not be able to enjoy your company in the next weekend.
Szeretnénk mindannyiótoknak megköszönni, hogy itt lehettünk.
We would like to thank you all for letting us being here.
És különösen mindegyikötök előtt megköszönni a vezetőjéknek a segítségét, amit tanultunk eddig is tőlük.
And first of all, we would like to thank to all of your leaders for their help, what they given us, what they taught us.
Különösen itt van Sridhar Prabhu, akivel nagyon sok időt töltöttünk, és nagyon sokat tanultunk tőlük.
And he spent many hours with us teaching us.
Azt mondja Srila Prabhupád, hogy a büszkeség nem egy jó dolog a baktának, ugye? Büszkének lenni nem jó.
De Srila Prabhupád says that pride is not a good thing in a devotee.
De egy valamire itt biztos, hogy büszkék lehettek.
But you can be proud of one thing here.
Hogy egy ilyen csodálatos légkörben és ilyen csodálatos baktákkal együtt élhettek.
That you can live amongst such nice devotees in such a loving community.
Még egyszer nagyon szépen köszönjük, hogy itt lehettünk.
Thank you very much again for letting us being here.
Sisi Rádha Gopinát ki, jaj! Csopati Játra ki, jaj! Srila Rádhanát Svámi Maharádzs ki, jaj! Hare Krishna!